Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. I thought the battle for EVs was over.
I thought so, too.
I thought they moved on.
Yeah.
Apparently, they haven't.
Of course not.
Republicans and Democrats will be battling over electric vehicles. There's a bill on the table to conduct a study on EVs.
Oh, at our cost, of course.
They love their studies.
They love the study.
Seems like this study should have been done before they said, yeah, we're going all electric by 20, whatever.
Right, before any announcement.
Yeah.
Let's check it out first.
Let's do a study. Then we make a plan.
Right.
We have answers to questions. And then we say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
This is how we're going to do it. This is what it's going to cost.
That's what normal folks do, yes.
Yeah, that's what normal people do.
But it's Connecticut.
They say, hey, we're going to do this.
Right.
And everyone says, how the hell are you going to do that?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Now we're going to study.
Scratch my head. Doop, doop, doop.
And it's scratching lower.
You know, these they got all these investigative reporters in Connecticut.
Yeah.
A great story would be, and they won't do it because then none of the politicians will talk to them.
Of course.
But a great story would be these companies, there's probably a handful that do all the studies for the government.
Yeah.
All the studies.
Yes.
And they do them all the time.
Right.
It's like you,
under contract.
You want to move that ashtray? Need a study.
Yeah. Got to check it out first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where should we put it?
The handful of companies that perform the studies for the state, who are they owned by? And who donates to what party? And who, like, I want to know, show me the money.
Oh, yeah, the money trail.
Do one of those, like, murder boards where it's like this one, and then this string is over here, and this string goes there.
Right, it's almost like a bracket from March Madness.
They study the hell out of everything.
They really do.
This is a good study. All right, can we do this EV thing, and how would it work? Okay, great. But, man, there's a lot of money going into studies.
Yep.
And I don't even think they negotiate with these people. It's like $10 million for a study. It's like, okay.
Sure, okay.
It's like, wait a minute.
Can my checkbook? Hang on.
How many hours is this going to take?
Because
what are you
paying
your people?
Right.
Right. They don't care.
They're not paying for it.
$10 million. Sounds good.
I will ask them for the money.
Well, we went viral when we had the then Attorney General Jepson on, and we were talking about tolls, and they wanted to do another study, and it was $10 million, and he says, it's a drop in a bucket.
I remember that, yeah.
It's like, talk to 99.1% of the people in this state, and it's like $10 million is not a drop in the bucket.
Nope.
It's a tremendous amount of money.
Yes, it is. It
Act
is.
Like it's a tremendous amount of money. Then
right.
We won't have this problem.
Right, it's not quarters here.
Yeah, the EV thing. So the argument now is doing a study, and I think Republicans say, I know what this. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Right. I see you.
You're opening the door.
I'm watching you.
And, you know. Democrats are saying, well, we need more information to see how we could do this. I don't know a lot about EVs. The people who own them love them. The people I know that own them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Well,
especially the Teslas.
Because it's new. It's a new toy.
Mm.
Give it 10 and 15 years down the road, and you have to replace that really big battery in your car, and it costs almost the price of a brand new car.
Yeah.
It's about $20,000 for that battery.
Is that right?
Not to mention the fact that when that car suddenly bursts into flame in their garage, and all of a sudden their house burns.
They
burn.
Right. And you can't put them out.
You can't put them out.
They don't know how to put them out.
Right.
But, you know, if you think of all the EVs in the United States and how many of them burn up.
Right
it's
now.
Not a lot.
Right now. But eventually these things are going off like little fire traps, okay? Not to mention the fact that have you seen what the Earth looks like getting the lithium? They ruin the crap out of the Earth to get their precious lithium so we can save the environment. No.
I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah.
When you see not only the environmental damage it does
right.
to that part of the planet,
uh-huh.
but the people who are pulling the...
are getting paid like, peanuts.
Well, their moms with kids strapped to their backs.
Yes.
It's like just horrid.
Right, right.
I love it. It's like, hey, jeez. We want to make our part of the world better.
Yeah. By ruining another part of the world. Yeah, yes. You can walk around in your windbreaker and say, look, I'm saving the planet. I'm so concerned.
I know.
Shut up.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're all trying to figure out a better way.
Just, you know, keep it the way it is. Just you make the admissions thing. Leave it the way it is. You're just ruining things worse.
You think after how many years with the internal combustion motor?
Right.
I mean, we could do better.
It's not going to go away. The steam engines have come and gone. EVs have come and gone. Yes, there were electric vehicles way like in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
They've come and gone. It's just not the solution. Just make them run cleaner and leave it alone.
I think things get better over time.
These things can't go cross country. They suck in the cold.
All of that is now.
Right, but... And this is the most advanced crap they have so far. It's just a headache.
Yeah, okay.
That's all it is.
No, but what I'm saying is, let's investigate. But here's the rule we should have.
Okay.
Okay? If we're going to do something to save the planet, then we should be able to do it right here.
Yeah.
In other words, all right, we're going to make battery, you know, everyone should have an EV.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then make the batteries here.
Yeah. Yeah, where are they making them?
Can you make the batteries here?
To make them in places
where
it deals with.
There's not one place in the United States where you could dig for this stuff where environmentalists won't go ape S.
Yes, complete ape S.
Ape S.
Double ape S.
Double ape S.
Yes, yes. And yeah, because they cut deals to other countries.
But with that said, I'm for new technology. I'm for advancing. I'm for, like, let's try to move this thing out of, like, a gas-powered, an explosion inside of an engine block to power things.
I'm more into the hybrids. If anything, the hybrid, the gas-electric combination.
Right.
I'll deal with that.
Yeah.
But the EV is not the way to go.
Right. Okay. Sam in Hamden.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So something else people don't really talk about is the infrastructure to support all of these electric vehicles.
Yeah.
The electric grid can't support it. I think it was California a few weeks ago just came out and said they couldn't do even a 10% increase in electric vehicles because the grid won't support it. And they're already doing rolling brownouts every summer.
They can't get through a summertime without blackouts and brownouts.
Right.
You're going to bring electric cars into it?
Right.
Yeah, it's wild.
And now all these vehicles are still under 10 years old. And then once you start having breakdowns, there's not that many mechanics that can fix them. And then the parts to fix them are extremely expensive.
Very expensive.
So in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to start seeing the true cost of these vehicles.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah.
Not the true electrics. We've had the
drove in a Tesla with Mark Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in New Britain outside of his, what was it, Crazy Bruce's?
Yeah, Crazy Bruce's liquor. Yeah, about 10, 15 years
that
ago.
That was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they still haven't got it right.
Can you imagine if we bought stock in Tesla then?
Yeah, right.
We wouldn't be here right now.
No, we wouldn't.
No.
No, we wouldn't. But we didn't.
Yeah. But we didn't.
We didn't.
So here we are.
Yeah, so I can still look myself in the mirror.
All right, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Right. That was weird riding that car, too. Like you could hear nothing.
You couldn't hear anything.
All I heard was the tires on the pavement. And it was just weird. It was like riding a bicycle.
It's weird.
Yeah, no. I need motor sound.
My niece's husband got a Tesla. They had it for about a year. They both loved it so much they got another one. Now they have two.
Yeah. See, I drove one. I took one for a ride. Wasn't impressed. It's just not me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's not you.
You know what? I mean, make them both available. If someone wants to buy a Tesla, I got a problem with that. You know, just don't go after my combustion engine car.
You know, that seems like a pretty good solution.
Yeah, just, you know, if you want an EV, get one. Fine.
Don't cram this down my throat.
Don't force it on me.
Yeah.
Don't
especially
force it on
now
me.
In the early stages when it's like really expensive.
Yeah.
Not really the most convenient.
Right.
And the parts and the all that stuff.
Yeah. Know? It's
that's why even
to go.
Democrats are against this because they're like, people in my district can't afford this.
No. No, hell no.
Like, they're having trouble making groceries.
Yeah.
You know, getting groceries.
Yeah, there are bigger fires to put out first before you start going here.
Well, this is how low we are on the totem pole because, you know, the people on the top of the planet, whatever you want to call it, but the people with the most money
the
have an agenda.
Line.
And they get these people elected and they say, here's your to-do list.
Yeah, I want to make more money. Here's how you're going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this emissions program. It's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
You slap $20 equal. Why is it cash?
Yeah, why is it cash?
Why is it cash?
Yeah. Let's go to John and Miller Place. John?
Hey, good morning, crew.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in about the EVs real quick because don't know if you guys remember, I'm a tech teacher in high school, and we do talk about sustainability and all types of ways to, you know, cut back on emissions. But I, too, agree with AJ and with the EVs right now, because we're still burning fossil fuels to make the electricity to charge them. So it's like going to McDonald's.
Yeah, it's true. You got coal plants.
Supersized with an apple pie, but give me the Diet Coke.
Like, yes.
No. We didn't figure out the grid yet, like the other gentleman said.
Yeah.
We don't have the infrastructure yet. And until we truly, like, have wind farms and solar to make electrical grids, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right. It's going to burn more coal.
This is what these dummies in Hartford learned. Like, they came out and said, all right, all EV by X amount of, you know, whatever, 20, whatever.
Right.
And
normal
people like us,
right,
were like, all right, well, how are you going to make it happen? They're like,
be right back.
Yeah. Right. Who has that answer?
Right.
Morons.
We'll do a study.
Like, that's what they think of our intelligence.
Right. You know what do a study means? It means I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think any one of them, both in New York and Connecticut, do you think any of these politicians even know how to change a tire, let alone we're going to make an EV? Right.
A handful.
Yeah, a very, very scathing few.
Of all of them, a few.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Exactly. All right, John, thank you. We only have a couple minutes to talk about this, but, you know, we were doing this list of forgotten bands from the 1990s, and Ruth originally had this on the original list.
Uh-huh.
I thought, well, wouldn't we have to have heard of them first?
Be helpful, yes.
Now, I'll bet $100. Well, no, I won't. But I'll bet that no one listening has ever heard of this band.
Okay.
I have faith that they do.
Okay. What's the name of the band?
The band is Ween.
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 W-E-E-N. Ween.
Ween.
Okay, where are they from? Do we know?
They're from Pennsylvania. They were formed in 84, and they had several albums. They're kind of an experimental stoner funk rock.
So they're not a band from the 80s? They're a band from the 90s?
Oh, that's a good...
Good point.
You caught that.
Okay.
Okay. I actually was just reading up on them just to refresh my memory a little bit, and it does say that they were formed in 84. But they're... Mostly known their biggest
hit. Do you stalk them like Foxy Shazam?
No.
Okay.
Have you
seen Ween live?
I've not seen Ween live, but I've seen a Ween cover band. And
That's worse.
Let me tell you something. It was before going to see Foxy Shazam. It was the same night. I saw a Ween cover band, and then I saw Foxy Shazam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Northampton, Massachusetts. We just happened to be hanging out before going to see them. Went into a little bar, and there was a Ween cover band playing. It was the greatest day of my life.
Yeah. We need to start writing a book on her.
Seriously, or put a...
Chaz and AJ, you're on the air. Do you know Ween? You've heard of them?
I know Ween very well. I could name a bunch of their songs off the top of my head.
Do it!
Yes!
Are you the lead singer?
Do it! Do it!
Mutilated Lips, Baby Bitch, The Mollusk. Does that work?
The Mollusk. You were thinking about crustaceans?
Fun fact about Ween, without Ween, there would be no SpongeBob SquarePants. The creator was directly inspired. I know I am, but thank you.
You're very welcome.
A lot of passion for Ween.
Right. So she says, right. Thank you. The check's in the mail.
Thank you.
Yeah, where's my $100?
I'm glad I didn't bet.
He rescinded that.
I rescinded. Why an Oklahoma high school is getting serious backlash. Let's go to the report.
Okay.
Disturbing video of teens licking toes inside a high school gymnasium. And get this, you could hear fellow classmates cheering them on.
He is devouring them!
All the students volunteered to participate, but the backlash over the video is fierce. Disgusting, says Oklahoma State School Superintendent.
What do you think of this, AJ?
It's an acquired taste.
Did they give context to why they were doing it?
Some fundraiser.
It was a fundraiser, yeah.
Oh, what kind, for what?
Would you lick peanut butter off your fiance's feet?
No.
No.
What do you eat off yours?
Maybe.
I think he would.
I have good feet.
What's a big deal? If they're clean, it's the same thing. It's like someone goes, here, taste this off someone else's finger.
I do not trust a high schooler to have clean feet.
Maybe they make them wash them before they actually go over there.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Right.
I'm sure precautions were taken.
Precautions
were taken.
Yeah.
right? Make sure there's no loose toenail on there.
Yeah, you want these feet nice and clean.
Exactly.
It's actually crunchy peanut butter because the toenail.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no hangnails. Wait. I had a toe ring. Where'd it go?
I watched, you know, when they do the Pope washing of the feet thing.
Yeah. And then he kissed
them.
They
never have, like, feet where it's like, oh, I would.
Those are
I would
do that.
Oh, yeah, no. That's very important. The feet have to actually look.
They have to look good. They have to be attached. It's not just nice feet. They have to be attached to the whole package.
If there's the concrete heels.
They have nice feet on Yoda, and it's like, all right, I'll lick those.
Right. If they have the concrete heel or they have the toenails. That
yellow
click on the,
toenails.
That click on the floor like corn chips, yeah.
Callus.
Yeah. That's no. Yeah, even I'm out.
A bunion.
Yeah. No, they have to be in good condition. Right. If they look like they belong on the monster, then no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How much, AJ, would it cost for us to get you to look like an 80-year-old lady's feet?
That's at least 25 grand.
What?
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
$25,000.
Wait, would you do it for charity? Toy drive activity next year.
Why is she here?
I love it.
Why is she here?
Because she's funny.
Okay,
thank you.
It's called comedy. Yeah. This is all comedy.
That's called comedy, too.
All right.
Oh.
Wait, how always
gets a little excited when we talk about feet.
Run this by me again. Like, how old the lady
that's
we talking
it's
about?
Hurt.
I don't know, 85.
85, but are they in good condition?
You get to keep the money. It's not for charity.
It's for my money.
You get to keep the money.
Right.
You'll do it for $1,000. If I handed you $1,000 right now, you'd be like, show me those feet. Okay, see this? We got a deal. You said you want to see the cash first.
I want to see the cash first.
$1,000.
I'd want to see the cash first.
$1,000.
Cash first.
$1,000. You make $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah, stunt or stupid.
Oh, my God.
$1,000.
Yeah, but who's the lady?
85. We got to find her. Ruth, you have your work.
Oh, my God. Post on the Facebook group. People can submit. Oh, my God. People can submit to get their toes sucked.
Yeah. Now we got ourselves a segment.
How do we sweeten the pot for whoever's going to get their feet? Maybe they're not just into getting their toes licked. Maybe we have to entice someone to come in.
No, they're into it.
They're coming out of the woodwork like the Walking Dead.
That
right
agent
now.
May come off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hang on. This must be yours.
Joe, how do I pronounce your last name?
El Curry.
El Curry.
El Curry.
Joe El Curry, owner of Tipsy Tomato in Derby. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
Congrats on getting on everyone's pizza radar in such a quick, short period of
time. Nice.
Like, really? Like, you're mentioned on every list now.
It's true.
Thank you.
Fast. Thank you. So, it didn't happen overnight, though, right? You started as a kid.
Yeah.
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 We'll get to that in a second. So when did Barstool come in?
Probably last year.
Okay. All right, we have the audio.
All right, pizza review time. We're at Tipsy Tomato in Derby, New Haven Ave in Derby, Connecticut. We're like, I don't know, 5 minutes away from New Haven, so all the pizzas are starting to come out New Haven style-ish. There you go, Bar Pie. And it is a cool in there. A little oily in the middle. A little bit of a pool going on there. See what we got. One bite, everybody knows the rules. Let it cool a little bit. Kind of got Bar Pie vibes. Big place, by the way. Good undercarriage. I'm going to go. My only critique here is it's a little greasy.
Yeah, I like that.
Six.
I like that.
Tipsy Tomato.
7.6.
Bar and Pizzeria, New Haven Ave, Derby, Connecticut.
That's awesome.
It's a review.
Wow.
That's great. And that's his opinion.
Yeah.
7.6 is a great score.
Right.
If you listen to from the beginning, he was so mad that we were a Yankee bar. And the Yankees were beating the Rays 7-6.
Oh.
So he kept on saying it. Then all of a sudden, my score was 7-6.
Oh, I see. There's a little bit more to the score.
A customer brought that up to
okay.
me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, are we ready to try this?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope so.
Tipsy Tomato, cheese pizza.
Right.
Did the one bite.
This is my favorite. I never do one bite.
Okay.
No, you don't. No.
No, we do.
Everybody knows my rules.
Yeah.
It's all the bites.
Yeah, one pizza.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Everything I've heard about your place is true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The sauce is great. The cheese is nice. It's well cooked. I have the cauliflower crust because I have the Lent thing going on. Amazing. Really good.
By the way, this isn't like fresh out of the oven. He made it. He had to bring it here. He's right. sitting out in our kitchen for whatever amount of minutes.
For this a long period of time, still tastes really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it cools well.
It travels well.
Travels well.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just want to apologize to anyone who wanted a slice of cheese because I'm eating all of this. Wow. Did you know he was coming?
No.
No.
Nope.
Did you recognize when you saw him?
Well, actually, I was in the back hiring a new employee.
Okay.
And then one of my waitresses comes in the back. She's like, do you know Dave Portnoy? I'm like, yeah, why? What is he here? She goes, he just walked out. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Right.
What? So I go back to the camera and she was like, flat.
Right.
I was like, you didn't even say hello, welcome. Like,
right.
It was crazy.
Right.
So then I ran out front and there they were doing nice. the review.
Nice.
That's good, though. You know, can I tell you something? I didn't want to say something, but I went there Saturday.
Yeah.
To your place for the first time. Awesome staff. Not only is the pizza great, but other stuff on the menu.
Yeah.
We had the antipas.
Mm-hmm.
Best one I've ever had.
Thank you.
Your staff's really friendly. You have an army of workers there.
Yeah.
And they all know what to do. There's no one standing around.
Yeah.
They're all working.
He probably came at a good time.
Yeah.
The staff's like, whew, thank God Chaz was here.
Ayesha, you're not eating?
Not in a pizza mood this morning. Is that okay? I'll take some to go, though.
Okay.
To go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, she's lost a lot of weight.
She has.
And you don't do that by having a pizza.
Pizza.
No, you wait till afternoon for that.
7:38 in the morning.
No. Yeah.
Comedian Ayesha May in studio. All right, Ruth, you're going to try what?
This is a cheeseless, so it's a veganized pizza.
It's a veganized pizza.
A veganized.
It's got garlic and sauce.
Garlic and sauce. So you're staying in the room for a while.
Yeah, I love garlic on a pizza.
Oh, garlic's awesome. You got to have garlic.
If you ever have an option to put garlic on the pizza, put it on the pizza.
Garlic is a staple of Italian food. Yeah.
Really good crust.
Now, is it a cauliflower crust also?
No, this is a regular crust.
Really? Mm-hmm. There's a vegan regular crust?
Bread is vegan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm asking.
No. Sometimes they do put milk or cheese powder.
Okay.
Not mine.
But this one is.
So Joe with Tipsy Tomato. Did you charge Dave Portnoy?
No.
No.
Oh, no, yes, she did.
No, she did. Well, she didn't know it was Dave Portnoy.
You run back out with the money. Wait a minute!
Right.
For the score, hold it!
Right. Now it's an 8.9. Well, I had to pay for the pizza, now it's a 5.6.
How long does the whole thing last? So he calls in an order, comes and picks it up, probably doesn't give his name.
No, I think it was like Adam or something.
Right.
And then it was literally 5 minutes.
Huh.
I have a pizza from Hugh Janus.
Now, does he wait before he walks out? Because the pizza would be steaming hot.
Yeah.
You know, and you almost want it to cool a little bit so you don't burn your mouth to get that cheese burn.
I have seen him walk out with a hot pizza and like he had to blow on it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he just came out. He was just put in the box and he walked at the door with it.
When he did yours, did he wait at all or he walked right out?
I don't recall.
Yeah. Interesting.
He was busy hiring help.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's cool. I've never actually met Dave Portnoy, but I think it seems pretty cool.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah.
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 How do you come up with different topping ideas? Like, I'm sure you come up with like creative pizza combinations.
Sometimes I just sit there and think.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, you go on vacation, you look at other restaurants, what they do.
Yeah.
You just kind of come up with your own.
Did you ever have one you said, nah, I'm not doing this one?
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
You started out as a kid in a basement, starting out with someone who owns a famous pizza place now.
Yeah.
Right?
My friend Neil owns John Maria's.
John and Maria's.
Yeah.
Okay.
They come up on a lot of pizza lists.
Yeah.
Now, does your pizza resemble theirs at all?
Yeah, it's definitely similar.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So how did that happen? You're in a basement?
So we were neighbors. And
right.
His parents opened up John and Maria's, and we were 12, 13. So we were downstairs making boxes, sausage, and that's when I got the love for it.
Talk right into the mic.
Yeah.
That's where I kind of got the love for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then growing up throughout, I worked at various restaurants, and my cousin opened up a restaurant in Hamden when I was like 18, 19, and then he sold it. And then I started working for Big Green Truck, about day.
All right, another famous pizza place.
And then I heard...
You remember Spooner's Pizza, Westville
yes.
section of New Haven?
Yep.
Okay, Kevin Spooner.
Yep.
Yeah, he gave the recipe to his for his pizza to the big green truck guy when he just started up.
Okay.
So I don't know how close that is now, if it's evolved, but...
From what? When they started?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it's the same.
Hmm. That's good. Why mess with it? It's good already.
How'd you come up with the name Tipsy Tomato?
So...
When he was drinking.
We bought Marco's Pizza, and they took the bar out.
Yeah.
So I was going through, like, different kinds of tomatoes I was going to use, and I was with a buddy of mine, and he was like, you definitely got to put the bar back in.
Yeah.
He was like, but we don't want a younger crowd. Kids are all tipsy in there. And
right.
It just came to mind.
Tomato.
It just, like, rolled off my tongue.
That tipsy is a great
tomato.
It really is a great name.
They, in 7 years, is it seven?
Yeah.
7 years, got on everybody's radar for pizza.
Big time.
Quite an accomplishment in this state.
Yes.
What pizzas are you known for?
The baked stuffed shrimp.
Nice. Okay.
Right.
So what's the deal with that?
So I came up with it around like 4 or 5 years ago. My mom used to make stuffed shrimp
okay.
for Christmas Eve, and she passed away 4 or 5 years ago, and... I went to the restaurant, and I kind of, you know, I used to help her and watch her cook growing
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
So I went to the restaurant, and I made the stuffing, and I stuffed all the shrimp, but then I had this big mound of stuffing left. So I was like, let me just throw it on a pie and see what happens.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Threw it on.
It actually works.
And
more than works.
Yes.
That's your mom's recipe, right?
Yes.
Well, who was it that said, you got to try this when you try Tipsy Tomato?
Oh,
pizza guy.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
his name is.
Yeah, I can't think of the pizza guy.
There's too many pizza guys. In
exactly there. Right. Yeah. Be more specific. Yeah. Wow.
Oh,
this is mom's recipe. That's awesome.
Oh boy,
it's good.
Now, do you use like jumbo shrimp? I didn't notice. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Well, oh, man, that's
colossal.
Great. That's
I gotta
great.
Tell you, when I heard stuffed shrimp on a pizza, I was like,
Nyeh. Oh yeah, right? No, shrimp on a pizza totally rocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Nice. Is that the only seafood pie you got?
Moist.
Like
no,
the clams?
A clam.
Nice. Like a casino?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then did you bring a Big Mac pizza?
I sure did.
What the hell is a Big Mac pizza?
What the hell is a Big
Look
Mac pizza?
Look at Asher's face. This is the most... You're not happy with us.
Well, I'm going to Florida next week, so I'm trying to eat clean for 10 days.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
Yeah.
You picked the wrong day for that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
we
it's
didn't
okay.
plan well for you.
I have willpower. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
You do.
I'm not offended at all.
Dude.
Okay.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying it.
The pizza's got like pickles on it. It's got the special sauce on it.
Oh.
He's got lettuce on the side for it.
I love
Justin,
a Big Mac.
So basically, gotta have a Big Mac pizza.
So basically, it's like a Big Mac with chopped beef on there.
Yes.
Nice. It's
identical.
Really?
It tastes identical.
You eat pizza?
Justin? Oh, I sure do. I'm actually eyeballing that cauliflower one that AJ's got.
Oh.
However, really? I will try the Big Mac as well.
Yeah, no.
Would you mind trying the Big Mac?
Yeah,
so
please.
I would like to get a chef's opinion on it.
Because I would really love to try it right now. This is killing me. That looks good. Well, I like pickles to begin with, and pickle pizza is like something
really?
I've always wanted to try.
Pickle
and
pizza.
It's right in front of me, yeah.
They did a pickle pizza slice at the Big E. Pickles on a pizza are so good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wow, I didn't even think that.
Yeah. Right. He's eyeballing. He's deciding which one. Don't forget, you got to get the lettuce on it. There you go. Nice.
All right, Justin, take a bite, and then get over on AJ's mic.
Right, just don't breathe into it.
Don't breathe into my mic.
Put a pickle on a shoe, I'll probably. Either. Let's that foot looking contest. I'll get a pickle on there.
Right.
Right. Took a big bite.
Right. Got the sauce on his face.
Who's got a big bite?
Who's a big bite?
Who's a big bite?
Who's a big bite, boy?
That looks pretty good.
Right. Using a napkin and everything. Who is this guy?
If you think about it, it's just like a Big Mac.
The sauce is fantastic.
Yeah. Really.
If we didn't tell you that was a Big Mac pizza and you had that, would you think it's a Big Mac pizza?
If I didn't hear anything about it and I had my eyes closed, I would say that's a Big Mac pizza, yeah.
No kidding.
It tastes like a Big Mac with
a
pizza crust. It's terrific.
Wow.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right, Joe from Tipsy Tomatoes here. What is the oddest thing someone's ordered at your place?
The oddest thing was a chicken parm sub, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and olives.
Really?
Mayo?
Yes.
What, black olives, green olives?
Eat black olives.
Okay. That's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not too weird.
No.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
Fun? Like, I'll try it.
Yeah. Right? People mix ketchup and mayo.
Chicken parm. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, what's not to like on there?
Yeah. Lettuce.
Right.
Right. Mayo.
Mayo, right. You can have that.
Black olives.
Right. I see no problem with that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not on the menu, but you'll make it if someone walks in.
Make anything they want.
Yeah. You know, I learned what I thought would be really good on a pizza, and I found it does not work on a pizza is pastrami.
Doesn't work good?
Does not work out good. No, it tastes like armpits. Unless you're into armpits, in which case, then go for it. But for me, it didn't do anything. Because I love hot pastrami sandwiches.
Yeah.
I figured, oh, this is a no-brainer. On a pizza, boom, done. No.
Ooh, you did could do like a Reuben pizza.
We did a corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah. See, I can see that.
That sounds good.
Really? Corned beef?
I mean, corned beef and cabbage, you know, like that
get
type
some
of pizza.
Cheese in there? Yeah.
All right, here's the Big Mac pizza.
Okay. I tell you something. I'm seriously considering going to hell for this.
Yep.
I'm seriously.
It's a Big Mac.
I'm seriously considering going to hell for this.
You're so happy.
Yep. This is a Big Mac, and you're right, Justin. If you take a bite of this, you're like,
if you had your eyes closed, you had no idea.
Big Mac.
Right. Big Mac. Perfect.
Big Mac.
Big Mac.
How'd you make this sauce?
I just don't buy it and put it on the pizza and send it out.
Yeah.
So with this, I probably bought 6 different pickles. 6 different Thousand Island dressings, and I thought was the best ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because you can get the McDonald's Big Mac sauce recipe online.
The recipe?
Yeah, online. You can, yeah. They made it available a couple of years ago.
It's literally just, isn't it just like ketchup, mayo, pickle juice, and Worcestershire sauce?
No.
I've made it my, right?
No ketchup.
No ketchup at all.
Okay.
There's also like some kind of like a seasoning in
paprika.
There. Thank you, paprika, yeah, because that's what gives it the color.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm seriously considering going to hell for one slice. I'm like, you know what? I mean, one slice.
Hey, man.
I'm not going to die.
If Jesus will forgive everyone.
Oh, screw this.
If that one piece of pizza is what sets you over the edge there, then there we go.
Right. Can you imagine? Hitler, come on in.
Right.
We forgive you.
Right.
AJ, hold on 1 minute. We saw that pizza.
Right.
You had a bite.
Let me try this. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a Big Mac.
It's a Big Mac.
Oh, my God. You're a genius. That's awesome.
It really is.
Oh, my God.
You know, people could try stuff and then say, oh, this is a Big Mac pizza. It's like, nah, it's not really. This is a Big Mac pizza.
You know what, folks? What you should do today, instead of going to McDonald's, get one of these pizzas instead. You'll enjoy more.
Here's the thing. I've been driving by McDonald's for, like, the last 2 years.
Right.
I want a Big Mac, but I don't want a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is awesome. Guilt-free.
Right.
Yeah, because it's like kind of like a lightened up version because it's spread out, you know what I mean? And it's thinner, so you feel better,
right,
but then you have half of it, so you're like, oh,
not as much in the bun section.
And a lot more care went to this one than your Big Mac.
Yes.
This was put together by someone who's into it.
Joe, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
thank you guys for having me.
You didn't have to bring all these pizzas, but we love you for it.
not a problem.
Tipsy Tomato, congratulations, 7 years. This is the Chaz and AJ U review.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We're going to play a performance, and you're going to call in your review.
Nice.
The only rule is your review can't be more than 3 words. It could be 1, it could be 2, it could be 3.
Okay.
But not more than that.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to listen to the audio of an 8-year-old girl performing the United States National Anthem before the February 26th Pacers Raptors game.
Oh, say can you see Manon's early light?
Hold on 1 second. Should we stop and comment, or should we let it go and come back to it?
I don't know. I'm torn.
Almost don't want to let that go.
Yeah. What are you, Molly Hatchet? Did someone shove her?
Right. It sounds like she has a shock collar on her neck.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
What's so lonely we held at the twilight's last gleaming?
Somewhere on the side of the, place where they're playing.
Yeah.
Is a mom mouthing all the words.
Right, yes.
Conducting her daughter.
Watch me.
A stage mom.
Watch me,
somewhere
honey,
in there.
Watch me, honey.
Yeah.
Right. Watch just me. Do it like mommy. Do it like mommy. Right. That's what she squeezed her hem for.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars thrill no perilous path.
I got my 3 words already.
Or the realm but we
All this, all that. How are we doing with this, Ayesha?
Unwell.
Unwell.
She looks sick.
Yeah. This is like, Ruth said this was so fun. I like feel, it's funny. I feel bad for this girl. Does she think she's good? I feel like she does.
That's
she
the
does.
Question. Yeah. That's a great question.
She does.
Does she think she's good?
Oh, yeah.
She definitely does.
Yeah, she definitely thinks she's killing it.
She's
right
very
now.
Mariah
she's
Carey.
She's killing it. Not in a good way, though.
Right.
Not in a good way.
Okay.
She's confident. We'll give her that.
We're so gallantly streaming.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Who the hell said woo?
They just want to bet.
Woo! Oh, and the tribe's coming in.
Look
now.
At this, look at this.
Go to them in a second. Right. All right, go ahead. Not even speaking now.
No. You know why they're applauding, right?
It's because over.
It's over.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
AJ?
Deport her now.
Oh.
Ayesha?
Sad, cringe, uncomfortable.
Ruth?
One more time.
I love that.
Can you do three more? Can you do three more for me?
AJ?
Painful to hear.
Burn in hell. Chaz and AJ.
Oh my God, that's too funny. AJ stole mine.
Chaz and AJ.
Ain't no way.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Chris and Killingworth.
Disastrous, insulting, embarrassing.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good.
Very good.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Al in the shed.
Funny but cute.
What's wrong with you?
Hi, Ruth. You used your three words. You can't say hi, Ruth. You should have just said hi, Ruth.
That's it, yeah. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Joe the Barber.
Slap her parents.
Nice.
I like that one.
All right. I'm glad it's not slap her.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good.
The parents responsible for
right,
that.
Right, right.
David Antonio.
It's a mockery.
It's a mockery.
Not cool.
Or you say three words. Right. Mockery.
Nice.
Martin Antonio.
We had the song for next year's AJ in the Box.
Three words he said. Three words.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.